91X News.
It's 2 degrees and partly cloudy at 12 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Baxter. A judge has decided Toronto Mayor Rob Ford can stay in office for the time being. Colin Perkle of the Canadian Press has more.
The judge took about 30 minutes before granting Ford a stay of his ouster to allow his appeal to play out. The judge said the mayor would suffer irreparable harm if booted now, and there was no issue of corruption. Last week, another judge ordered Ford out of office for voting on a matter in which he had a financial interest. The lawyer pushing for the mayor's ouster did not oppose the stay request, and the appeal is expected to be heard early next month. Colin Perkle, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Conservative leader Tim Hudak says Ontario should be allowed beer, wine, and spirits to be sold in corner stores and grocery aisles. He said he wouldn't cut taxes on alcohol, but he would consider selling part or all of the LCBO, which brought in $1.65 billion to the province last year. Five groups of recently arrived Romanian nationals are suspected by Canadian border officials of being part of a human smuggling ring. 85 people who came to Canada over the last few months have now been classified as irregular arrivals. 40 have been arrested under new immigration laws that allow mandatory detention of those suspected to have arrived in Canada via smugglers. Others couldn't be detained because they were either too young or came to Canada before the new laws went into effect. Officials are expected to release more details about the smuggling operation later today. Individuals deemed as irregular arrivals can't apply for permanent resident status for at least 5 years or sponsor their families to come to Canada during this time. A guilty plea in the court-martial of Calgary reservist brought his lawyer to tears. Major Daryl Watts was found guilty of unlawfully causing bodily harm and negligent performance of duty in the 2010 training death in Afghanistan. One soldier died and four others were injured. His lawyer, Balfour Durr, was emotional during the ruling.
You know, I feel very strongly in the man's innocence. And I feel very, very badly for him and his family to be put in this position of being found guilty when he doesn't think he did anything wrong.
Watts was found not guilty of the more serious charge of manslaughter. Sentencing begins January 14th. A patient's advocacy group says Ontario hospitals are being forced to close beds, shut clinics, and cut services that cannot be replaced by community-based agencies. The Ontario Health Coalition says a 0% budget increase for hospitals has forced service cuts across the province. Outpatient clinics for everything from physiotherapy to pain management will be forced to shut down. Ontario's doctors are urging people to take a sick day when they're ill with the flu. Even though it's well known that the flu is a highly contagious virus, the doctors say Ontarians are not likely to call in sick to stay at home when they're ill. A survey published in 2011 found that 62% of employees will go to work when they're sick, and 35% feel guilty for missing work. However, the doctors note 94% of the employers said their staff members were more productive after taking a day off work to get better. If you're taking an aspirin a day to help your heart, a new study suggests you might be limiting the benefit you get if you're having the coated version. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania say if you need aspirin because you've had a heart attack, blood arteries, or other complications, you're better off taking an uncoated pill. They say coated aspirin takes longer to dissolve, which means it could take your blood longer to circulate in a way that helps your heart. Provincial police say they'll be rewarding drivers they encounter during their ride stops this winter. OPP officers during ride stops who see drivers being responsible will hand them a ticket. It's a coupon for a free hot chocolate at a participating Max convenience store. Chief Superintendent Don Bell says since the positive ticketing program began in 2010, officers have issued more than 300,000 coupons. It's being put on by the OPP Highway Safety Division and will be carried out on OPP-patrolled roads and highways in the GTA. The Quinte West OPP want to remind residents that especially during the holiday season, please keep your vehicle doors locked at all times. If you plan on leaving parcels in your vehicle anywhere, please make sure they are kept out of sight or locked in the trunk. Never leave an unattended vehicle idling. They want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season. A man suspected of shoving another man to his death in front of a moving subway train was arrested yesterday in New York City. He was picked up just one block from the Midtown Manhattan subway station where the crime happened. News station vendor Liz Willis recognized the suspect from surveillance video photos and actually spoke to him hours before the arrest. But she says she never called the police.
I'm not going to be a rat. Everybody be pointing their fingers at me since I'm a rat. And I've been on this corner too many years, but you know.
But he pushed somebody in front of the subway.
I know he did, but see, I didn't want to be a rat.
Kisak Han of Queens died shortly after being hit by a train Monday at the Times Square subway station. Police say he tried to climb a few feet to safety, but got trapped between the train and the platform's edge. Red faces today at London's King Edward VII Hospital. Hospital officials admitted they were pranked by an Australian radio station and gave out confidential medical information about the Duchess of Cambridge. Someone impersonating the Queen called asking about the pregnant Duchess, who was being treated there for severe morning sickness. The nurse told the caller that Kate had an uneventful night and was being given fluids and hadn't had any retching. That's 91X News to 12:05. Stay tuned. Sports is next.
Once a year, I bake up a batch of special holiday brownies and ponder life's big questions. Like, why are there no snow women? Or how can Kudo run on the largest 4G network and offer great deals without making you compromise? Or are these brownies making anyone else's mouth dry?
Time for 91X Sports. The two sides in the NHL labor dispute are meeting again today in New York. The league and the NHL Players Association are hoping to build on the progress made at meetings that went late into the evening yesterday. A Board of Governors meeting is also scheduled for today. Two of the NBA's lesser lights will meet tonight in Sacramento. The Kings will take on the Toronto Raptors in one of 11 games of the night. Both teams have just 4 victories on the season and are in last place in their respective divisions. The Boston Red Sox have a new center fielder, and the Washington Nationals are close to adding a starting pitcher. Shane Victorino and the Red Sox have worked out a 3-year deal worth $39 million U.S. Reports say that free agent pitcher Dan Haren and the Nationals are close to completing a 1-year deal for $13 million. The New York Jets say that Mark Sanchez will start at quarterback this Sunday when they face the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Sanchez was benched in last Sunday's game with Arizona and was replaced by Greg McElroy. Coach Rex Ryan pulled Sanchez late in the third quarter of the game with the Cardinals. The Chicago Bears might have to make their playoff push without the services of their top defensive player. Linebacker Brian Urlacher says he could miss the rest of the regular season because of a hamstring injury. His contract with the Bears is up after the season. In local sports news, the Loyalist Lancers men's and women's basketball teams played last night against St. Lawrence College. The Loyalist men lost 73-61, and the Lady Lancers lost 60-51. In other college action, the men's and women's volleyball teams travel to Durham to face the Lords tonight. Be sure to send us your team or league scores. Email us at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Time for 91X weather. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, windy, with temperatures falling to -2. Tonight, clear with a low -9. Tomorrow's looking mainly sunny, cloudy early in the evening with a high +2. Friday, showers, low +1 and a high 7. At 12:08, I'm Lindsay Baxter. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 1.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.